From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has summoned the U.S. ambassador Sunday to talk about the U.S. abstention that allowed passage Friday of U.N. Security Council Resolution 2353, demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. The Israeli Foreign Ministry summoned the ambassadors from all 14 nations that voted for the resolution. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration, which leaves office next month, initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. Michael Fishback is a history professor at Randolph-Macon College in Virginia.
The mere act of abstaining itself is remarkable. The Israeli reaction, while predictable, is in some ways remarkable. And the fact that all this is coming in the waning days of an American presidential administration is even more remarkable.
The resolution comes ahead of a planned Mideast conference in Paris next month, where an international framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians could be discussed. Dozens of civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's rest of North Kivu province. Sunday, Hutu civilians were killed by suspected Nanda militiamen in the village of Nyanzale in an apparent revenge attack. Saturday, more than 20 civilians were killed in attacks near the city of Beni. Hundreds of civilians have been killed in raids on villages since October 2014. The government blamed some of the attacks on the Allied Democratic Forces made up of mostly Ugandan Muslims. This is VOA News.